Always love that. Is a little tinkling there at the end, and I'm sure that's not the right word to use, but you know what I mean. Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our book pick segment. We are thrilled to have the book lift. Oh, it's going great, isn't it? No, we're thrilled to have the Book Loft with us. They are part of our family of bookstores to share their weekly book picks with us. The Great Barrington-based bookstore has lent us one of their prized booksellers to bring us up to date. Giovanni Bovin is here. He's here to tell us about some of the great books that are now out on store shelves. Giovanni, thank you very much for being with us. It's a pleasure. I'll get better as I go, I promise.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
I think, and I'm not making excuses, although I know this is going to sound like I'm making an excuse, but after doing the panel where you talk incessantly for 2 hours and then you have just that momentary break, and then when you go back to talking, I feel like you need a little starter fluid every once in a while. So I apologize, but good morning and welcome. I very much am looking forward to you sharing your list with us. Where would you like to begin?
Right, we're going to start with my favorite construct, Murderbot. Martha Wells has written the Murderbot Diaries, and she's got a new one coming out end of April. It's called Fugitive Telemetry. And in this one, our human bot construct, Murderbot, actually has to solve a murder rather than commit one. So that's a little change of pace.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a classic whodunit. Also, who is it? The body is at first unidentified. There's the who, the why, the who did it. And, it's the sixth novella in the Murderbot Diaries. And the first one is All Systems Red. The other five are also out on our shelves. And just while you're waiting for this one, introduce yourself to your new favorite construct, the existential crisis, just wants to be left alone, Murderbot. And it's a really fun little novella.
You made that all sound perfectly reasonable and normal, as I know it is, but it's very matter of fact. All right, next up.
Next up, we're going with a robot theme, is Day Zero by C. Robert Cargill. And this is the author of Sea of Rust, one of my favorite books, and I've talked about that on the show before. It's about the robot apocalypse. And this is Day Zero, the day the world came to an end, essentially. We follow a small, they call them nanny bots. It's basically an anthropomorphic plush tiger that is your child's best friend, guardian, protector throughout their childhood until they're no longer needed. And we're introduced to Pounce, the little nanny bot, who discovers for the first time his box in the attic. And he has this existential crisis of, yes, I know what I am. I came out of a box, but, you know, I didn't think that they'd ever get rid of me. And they go through the day. You know, his young charge, Ezra, has learned about this new free bot society, and he's afraid that Pounce is going to leave them. And they get together, the whole family, and they watch the inauguration of Isaactown, which is talked about in Sea of Rust, and then everything just comes crashing down. The world literally comes to an end. The president shouts, turn them off, turn them all off, so then it is instantly man versus machine, and our little nanny bot Pounce has to make a decision. Does he fight with his fellow robots, or does he try to protect his young charge and get him out of what has very quickly become a hellscape? And that comes out the middle of May, and I highly, highly, highly recommend reading Sea of Rust, as that'll give you kind of a background, more of a background, into the events leading up, which are discussed in Day Zero.
All right, so a little homework before Day Zero is released, and you can read the Sea of Rust, is that right, by C.
Yep.
Robert Cargill. All right, next.
Next, we've got Norse Mythology, which has been adapted from Neil Gaiman's collection by P. Craig Russell, as well as several other well-known artists like Mike Mignola of Hellboy. And Neil Gaiman adapted the Prose Edda, the 13th century basically guidebook to Norse mythology from the beginning of the world to the end. And it has since been adapted into a graphic novel, which is out today. And it is just a really beautiful collection of stories of the Norse gods from the formation of the world all the way through Ragnarok, the end or the twilight of the gods.
A lot going on there, too. Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman and Craig Russell. Okay.
Next up, we've got one of Sherry's picks. This is Never Have I Ever, Stories by Isabel Yap. And she read this. She absolutely loved it. She gave it to me and was like, you have to read this. It's a short story collection featuring sci-fi, horror, a little bit of speculative fiction, featuring Filipino and Pacific Asian mythology, immigration, systemic violence, shared trauma, the ambiguity of love. She just loved it. Ancient goddesses, androids, witches, little kappas, which are little turtle demons in Japanese folklore. It is a fantastic collection.
Turtle demons. All right. Never Have I Ever by Isabel Yap. All right. Next.
Next up, we've got Ariadne by Jennifer Saint. This is a debut novel, and it follows along the same lines of Madeline Miller's Circe and Song of Achilles. And this is another Greek tale. The heroine of, well, actually, she's more the damsel of Theseus's travel into the labyrinth to fight the Minotaur, and it has a whole host of characters from Daedalus and Icarus, Theseus, the Minotaur, various Greek gods, including Dionysus, and it is just a really great story. And she says it, out of all that it is blazing human sisterhood, human story of sisterhood and sadness that rages even in the eyes of Medusa, highlighting the cost that all women have paid. She absolutely loved it. She said it's the best book she's read in 2021 so far.
All
right.
That
comes out early May.
Ariadne by Jennifer Saint is the title of that book and the author. Next up.
Next up, we've got Stephen King's Later. And this is under the Hard Case Crime imprint. This is the classic 80s-style pulp covers. And it's a little bit different for King. He has done others under these, Colorado Kid and Joyland.
Yep.
It is horror. It is Stephen King. And it's a little bit Sixth Sense-y. This young boy sees dead people, but they're not scary. Oftentimes he's able to help the living with, you know, say a missing engagement ring, a missing diamond ring. And he just, the dead are dead. They have no real emotions or expressions and they can't lie. And he uses this talent to help people. He's a little kind of used by his mother, who uses him to talk to a dead author right before he finishes his final book in a series. So he quite literally ghostwrites it. And also his mother's girlfriend trying to help solve one final case, one last bomb from a serial bomber. So he's a little exploited, but it's a short book. It's a great read. Just 260 pages for So King, you know, rather short. And that is out now.
Yeah, I started it late Sunday night, and I've got about, I don't know, 30 pages left. As I was leaving the house this morning, I realized I was trying to read and finish up. But I love it, and it's a great tale, and I love the voice of the kid is just terrific. It's called Later, and it's by Stephen King. It's in paperback, by the way, so if you're looking for the new book. It's a paperback release, which is very nice as well. All right. Next up.
Next up, we've got Becky Chambers, The Galaxy and the Ground Within. And this is Wayfarers number four, a series. And I actually was unaware. I haven't read the other three. But you don't really need to. They're kind of standalone novels, which is great. And this comes out middle of April, April 20th. And this is really more character-based. Three aliens get stranded on kind of a basically a truck stop planet. The planet Gora has no useful resources, not even breathable air. So they've got set up little domes, and it's a way station. The only perk it has for it is its proximity to other more desirable planets or stations. And so something happens in the atmosphere, all the satellites get wiped out, and these three aliens are stranded at this one-stop shop to resupply for a few days, and they're stressing out because they have destinations to get to, and they kind of are stuck here for an indeterminate amount of time. And they kind of get to know each other. There's some ingrained prejudice that is explored and dealt with. Like I said, it's really more character-driven than it is plot-driven. And I've read another book of hers that comes out later this summer. And it, again, it's more character-driven. So if you're looking for a nice, easy, relaxing read with not a lot of things blowing up and just kind of more character exploration, I definitely recommend Becky Chambers.
Becky Chambers is the author of the new book, Galaxy and the Ground Within. Okay, final book.
All right, one more. We've got The Burning, the Massacre, Destruction, and the Tulsa Race Riot of 1921 by Tim Madigan. And this is a staff pick by Tim. And this is a true story of a race riot in Tulsa, 1921. We're coming up on June 1st of its 100th anniversary. And this is something that I never learned about in school, and I talked to other people, and it was kind of one of those things where, yes, this happened, but nobody really talks about it, how an entire city was just ransacked and destroyed. Tulsa was known as the Black Wall Street of the day, and white Klan members came in, and there was grenades, there was gunfire, there were planes. This was actually highlighted in the show based on The Watchmen. There we go. The TV series The Watchmen. And I thought that was I thought that scene was fictionalized, but I actually learned about it. And yeah, as I said, we're coming up on the 100th anniversary, June 1st.
Right. Well, the name of the book is Fugitive Telemetry by Martha Wells. All right. Anything else we should know about the Book Loft in Great Barrington, Massachusetts? Anything else going on?
Nope. And that last book was The Burning by Tim Madigan.
I apologize.
That's all right.
The Burning by Tim. I'm not sure I had it on our list. On Tim Madigan. Okay. Excellent. Madigan. Okay. For all the people who will write and say, by the way, you were talking about this one book. We'll know. Okay. The Book Loft is in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. You can visit their website, thebookloft.com. Giovanni, I thank you very much for being with us. It's always a great pleasure to speak to you. Be well and have a good spring.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more, bookloft.com. The book list, all our book lists are on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.